Emer Gawler, Termon have scaled the championship mountain here once again, defeating old rivals, current champions Glenfinn. You did it in the novel and historic manner of free kicks there at the end after all finished deadlock at the end of normal time and extra time. Yous must be delighted.
We are absolutely delighted, and like, you know, I do really feel for Glenfinn as well. Like, I feel like in terms of losing a match, it's a really, really hard way to lose it, and you know, like, someone had to miss, and unfortunately, yeah, like, you know, it's just hard for them to take. But at the same time, you know, I think in terms of the whole team performance and the performance for the whole match, like, you know, I think we really dug deep, we kept with them, like, they had such scoring threats, and I feel like our defence really stood up today. And you know, especially in those last 5 minutes of the extra time, then I think we really dug deep and turned over their kickouts, and I think that was the difference in the end.
1-8 to 1-11 at the end of normal time. It took a while to get going. It was cagey in that first 15-20 minutes, but then it really, you know, it took spark, it ignited. Finished, as I said, deadlocked 1-8 to 11 after normal time. They got 3 points in that first period of extra time. It looked like they might be on the verge of pulling away from you, but you put in a huge shift in that there second period. You just really closed down their kickouts. You pressed up on them. Shannon McLaughlin, I think, was brilliant. Like, 3 times in a row, she turned the ball over. You got the result in the end you deserved by way of getting the draw and forcing that kick out.
I think so as well, and I think whenever we came in at that break, you know, between half time there, we decided, you know, we've nothing to lose, there's no point having any sweepers back, there's no point pulling people back. We just decided to push on and see what would happen, and if we lost in that way, then we were happy enough. So I think, you know, that determination and that sort of energy that we brought to that second half really carried through.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, thankfully in the end, you know, the girls were able to step up and put the ball over the bar. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to be in their position, but I'm really glad that they were able to do it.
You know, in fairness, you know, with Geraldine does it so often. I think she kicked 11 points during the normal game. But for those other four girls as well, I mean, showed nerves of steel, because, as we say, it's 30 yards out. But with the pressure that's on, the big crowd here, the sense of occasion, what's on the line? I mean, they did brilliantly.
They absolutely did. And I think just before they went out to take the points, we kind of said as a collective, you know, like, if any of you miss here, there is nothing to be upset about. I think we were so proud of the performance. We were so proud of the work ethic that we brought through that whole match there. And, you know, they were the girls that were stepping up to it, and we were totally behind them, whether the ball went over the bar or whether it didn't. So I think, you know, hopefully that, you know, eased the pressure for them a wee bit. We put our trust in them, you know, regardless of what would have happened. And I think, you know, maybe they went into that, you know, with less pressure, knowing that, you know, even if it didn't work out and we didn't win because of that, then they still had the whole team support behind them. So
listen, after last year, I mean, coming out on the wrong side of that, they're epic. To have gone maybe 3 years in a row without getting back to being champions, it probably would have been crushing. I mean, that's probably the thing for yous here today, that yous have got back on that championship horse, and you're Donegal champions again, probably just ecstatic for that reason alone.
Well, that's it, you know, it's obviously 2 years ago whenever we got a hammering up in Bickill Park, like, it was so deflating, and you know, we were all so deflated and hurt after that match. You know, equally last year, like, I was out with my knee last year, but you know, watching the girls, you know, going to extra time, you know, putting so much into it and still not coming away with the cup, you know, was so hard on them. So I think just today, you know, we kind of came in, you know, not hoping for any particular result. We just wanted to perform, you know, do ourselves justice, come out today and give our best performance, and like, thankfully I think we did that.
Yeah.
And you know, we definitely did ourselves proud today.